This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I bet a lot of you guys out there are hoarders. I'm not. I will never say I am. But, Lord, do I have a bunch of crap from the past that I do not want to part with. And I think we might need to talk about this because maybe a bunch of us are hoarders and we don't realize. And this online shopping epidemic, I really limit myself because I don't like to spend money, so that is my saving grace. But you have a lot of people that find things, they buy them online, throw them in the closet, and you have all this crap with tags still on them and in the packaging and never touch, never use. And so a very growing epidemic, and I hate using the term epidemic, but we seem to have an epidemic every day. And yes, we will talk about the coronavirus epidemic in a little bit. But a big epidemic is this hoarding epidemic. And yeah, hoarding, it shouldn't have a chut in it, but if I throw some chut Israeli into it, I can. And it's pretty debilitating for some. So I never saw the show. It was called Extreme Hoarders or something like that. There was some show where people would hoard, and they would have piles of stuff up to the ceiling. So pathological hoarding is where you don't throw nothing out. You don't even throw trash out. You don't... you have piles everywhere such that you are living around the piles. We have fire hazards, your animals are being neglected, your kids have no room to walk or go, and when they want to touch or clean it up, they get yelled at, and it's not an easy lifestyle, and it really affects everybody. It affects a spouse. It affects, you know, I mean, maybe the bed doesn't have stuff, but there's stuff all over. And it's, and you basically have no living space. If you have no living space, you really don't have a home. And you just don't throw things out to the point where you are falling out of your residence. You have stuff outside the residence. You have, sorry, we got text coming in. You have stuff like in the garage, on the porch. And so you could almost identify a hoarder in the neighborhood because they have crap outside. Now, I bring this up because last night, oh gosh, I was kind of in a bad mood. So, hubby found a couple boxes that he was sick of having in our bedroom because we still have boxes, and he brought them downstairs, dumped them there saying, if you don't go through them, we're throwing them out. Now, I'm not a hoarder, but I'll tell you where I psychologically fall. So I grew up in a family that moved a lot, and it really didn't make any sense to unpack the box. As soon as I would unpack the box, would have to move again. And so I have this little kind of fear of unpacking a box because I fear that as soon as I unpack it, we have to move. Shouldn't feel that way, but when you go to 12 schools, you kind of feel that way. The next reason why I keep things, I don't so much hoard, but the reason why I like to keep things is because, one is, if I'm going to spend money on something, I can't throw anything out that was worth something. And I think that came from my grandparents of the Depression era and my other grandparents from the Holocaust era. When you lose everything, how dare you throw something away that you spent $10 or $15 on? It's almost a sin because that money could have gone to a starving kid or whatever. And so if you have something worth $10, $15, you don't throw it out. That's a waste of money. And a waste of money is almost like a sin. It's a bad way to think, but that's how some of us psychologically think. Now, you got trash, you throw out the trash. You have piles of newspapers and magazines. You don't need to keep them. But then you have an issue if you like antiques, okay? My grandparents were hoarders, my mom's side. And I remember helping my mom clean out the house, and there were Playboys from the 50s. I was too young to understand. I'm like, those are weird-looking boobies to me. So I'm like, my boobies are supposed to look like that, Mom? She's like, no. And she threw them all out. She cleaned up the house. And here I am as an adult going, oh, my gosh, we had Playboys from the 50s. You know what that would have been worth? Oh, my gosh. So when you like antiques, you appreciate antiques, when you appreciate that there's some stuff in there that's worth or sentimental value, you end up not being able to throw it out. So I'm going through the box yesterday, and there was this little baby piece of shorts. So this box is going to get thrown out. There was a bunch of bras I used to wear. There were bras from high school and medical school. I kept all my bras. I can't. They were B cups. I know. I'm like, B cup. And I'm like, I'm not going to say this because there's no way I'm going to be a B again. I don't know when I was a B. It's not going to happen. So I did. I threw those out. So I threw out my old bras and things like that. But there was this little baby pair of like shorts, little pajama shorts that had Anakin Skywalker as a kid. Well, Anakin Skywalker, that came out in the year 2000. These were little shorts I bought for baby Stoney when he was a little baby because he was born in 2000. And we would put it over his diapers. It would all be all Star Wars-y. But it was so cute because she was so cute. And I'm like, you were going to throw these out? And my husband's like, I wasn't going to throw them out. Just, I mean, we got to clean out this box. So Stone comes home, and I show him his first pair of underwear. And he's like, oh, Mom, I got to keep this. We got to put it in the safe. And so now I have regressed so much in my anti-hoarding philosophy that I'm afraid I'm going to start turning into a hoarder. So what should you do? Because you see how it could be a vicious cycle. One is, don't let something pile up. And you are going to have to make two piles or three. One, sentimental value, things you need to keep, things the kids are going to want, you have to keep. Two, things that are really garbage. It's an old magazine. There's really not much in it, you know. And then the in-between where it's like, well, I don't know if it's going to be worth something later or not. Most likely, if it's a magazine, it's probably not going to be worth something. Okay, there's too many magazines, and now everything is online. So, but if you really are, you know, starting to have piles and things like that, you got to go through the stuff. There's spiders probably living in it. There's dust. And you might actually find money. I have found money. I made $50 yesterday just looking in a box because it was in somebody's pocket. I was like, oh, my God, when the hell did you have $50 just stick in your pocket? Well, I think it was one of the kids who stole money from my wallet. So it's very easy to become a hoarder. Just you got to organize. You can organize your stuff. If your stuff is organized, you're not necessarily a hoarder. That's kind of one way to get around it. 1-877-DOLLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen. oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. Dahebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Well, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So one thing I never expected as a kid was to see the fall of the Boy Scouts. I just never thought I would see that. The Boy Scouts are huge. The Girl Scouts were huge. I was a Brownie for a little bit. I was a Girl Scout for a little bit. It was hard because we kept on moving, so I had to keep leaving troops. But it was a huge organization. Almost every kid I knew was a part of it, and it was just something that I just never thought I would see the end of. Well, they have had to file for bankruptcy. According to a court document filed in Delaware, the youth organization, which had celebrated its 110th anniversary February 8th, apparently is being sued on multiple fronts for abuse, sexual abuse, sexual assault. Their liabilities run anywhere between $100 million and $500 million. Assets are of $1 billion to $10 billion. They say the bankruptcy filing comes at a time when the organization faces hundreds of sexual abuse lawsuits, thousands of alleged abuse victims, and dwindling membership numbers. As a result of the filing, the civil litigation against the organization has been suspended. Paul Moniz, a Los Angeles-based attorney representing hundreds of sexual abuse victims in individual lawsuits, called the organization's bankruptcy filing a tragedy. He said these young boys took an oath. They pledged to be obedient, pledged to support the Scouts, and pledged to be honorable. Many of them are extremely angry that that's not what happened to them, and the Boy Scouts of America did not step up in the way that they should have. So we see hundreds of lawsuits right now coming from alleged sexual assault victims across the country. All of these now get suspended because if the company's filed for bankruptcy, they, you know, how do you split up the assets? Now, what are some of the claims? Repeated fondling, exposure to pornography, and this is just so tragic as well, forced anal or oral sex. In response, the Boy Scouts of America said at the time they care deeply about all victims of child abuse and sincerely apologize to anyone who was harmed during their time in scouting. They also added they were outraged that there have been times when individuals took advantage of our program to abuse innocent children. Now, I don't know if these were scout leaders, if these were parents, if these were, my kids did Cub Scouts or Boy Scouts for a little period of time. I mean, you had, all the dads were there. And I understand where and when this unfortunate could have happened, but I'm still blown away because the way a lot of these are designed is, everybody's together. You don't really go off with one person individually. You know, it's all about the groups. It's all about camping together. And again, you have a lot of dads. So, I mean, was it some of the dads that were doing it? Was it some of the scout leaders that, most scout leaders are at least one of the dads. And it just blows my mind that something like this could happen. They say, we believe victims, we support them, we pray for counseling by a provider of their choice, and we encourage them to come forward. They say, it is the Boy Scouts of America quote policy that all incidents of suspected abuse are reported to law enforcement. So last April exposed a court testimony which showed the organization believed more than 7,800 of its former leaders were involved in sexually abusing more than 12,000 children over the last 72 years. That means each year about 1,000 events was done each year on over 1,500 students. Moniz was part of a legal team that won an $18.5 million verdict against Boy Scouts of America for sex abuse victim Carrie Lewis in 2010. And he said Monday that instead of potentially having their day in court, alleged victims who had pending lawsuits will now need to file claims in bankruptcy court. Well, that's what happens when a big company gets hit and the lawsuits are coming. Oh, my gosh. I mean, if we're looking at 12,000 children, who knows how many? They say hundreds of lawsuits. But if you can imagine, unfortunately, the company's not going to be able to pay. Of course, they're going to go bankrupt. Michael Fow, a Seattle-based attorney whose firm represents 300 of the victims, said the bankruptcy claims process will be designed differently for those suffering. They said they won't have to give depositions involving their life history. Their lives will be scrutinized, but they will lose their right to a jury trial. For a lot of abuse survivors, telling their story in court and law and forcing the organizations to defend their actions can be cathartic. That won't happen with bankruptcy. Well, of course, attorneys are upset because, again, this kind of messed up their lawsuit. Victims upset, obviously, because did Boy Scouts of America get an easy way out? I just can't believe that somebody who would dedicate themselves to kids, right, would, you know, be evil and use that as a platform to abuse them. And we have a lot of child abusers out there. I mean, you know, if you guys knew how many rapes happen and how many sexual assaults happen to women, you would fall out of your chair. You know, I mean, I bet there's not five women that you don't know that wasn't abused or assaulted, Now think about kids. Kids are assaulted and abused all the time. Nobody talks about it. Nobody knows about it. Nobody wants to know about it. And these kids don't want to say anything. And, you know, it's just tragic. So, reports of the bankruptcy filing came out, like rumors, December 2018. The Wall Street Journal reported the Boy Scouts of America ad hired the firm Sidley Austin LLP for Chapter 11. No official filing had happened. Since 14 months of that had started, the youth organization had allowed children who identify as girls to join the Scouts. This was a controversial move, including Girl Scouts of America. There were some issues, I remember, in terms of enrollment as well. From what I understand, they own a lot of land. They own a lot of places where they do their scouting. So they might have to start selling off that. It's a huge organization, and I don't remember what my mom had to pay or, you know, but, you know, there are dues, there is money. It is a very lucrative, like, apparently their assets could range anywhere from $1 billion to $10 billion. But this, was probably one of the biggest screw-ups in America that, you know, more than that's been, shall we say, publicized, because the Boy Scouts of America, it's an American, even though there was roots probably in Europe, we talked about this a while back, when we defined America and being American, it was being sturdy, it was being very creative, it was being very adaptable, being able to survive in the wilderness. Remember, America flourished when they fled London, or England, came to America. Then, you know, moved westward, right? Acquired land, learned to farm the land, learned to convert the land, learned to make cities, and, you know, of course, a lot of bad things happened on the way. But the American core was, we're going to build, you know, we're going to conquer, we're going to succeed, and we're not going to rely on others. America just kind of had that, you know, and I think I would agree even with that kind of feeling today. You know, we don't need somebody else to help us survive. We got this. And the Boy Scouts of America taught kids and Girl Scouts, taught them how to do basic things to survive. Lighting fires, cooking food, you know, fishing, building forts, things like that. See, my Girl Scouts in the 70s and 80s, it was about weaving and a lot of arts and crafts and home eckery type stuff. Not a big fan of that. Thought it was kind of boring. I wanted to do what the boys were doing. But now I think they made it more politically correct, and they had girls and boys kind of do more of the outside stuff, and, you know. But, you know, if you did Boy Scouts, you kind of learned how to fend for yourself outside. Maybe not to the degree that a SEAL would be able to, Navy SEAL, but still. And so, you know, the Boy Scouts and Girl Scouts was very, had this big American, you know, emblem on it. And so now it's going down as a breeding ground for sex abuse. You know, I mean, that's one thing I fear about the Catholic Church. I love Catholicism. I think it's a beautiful religion. My Catholic friends are so dear to me. I'm closer to more Catholics than I am Jews. I mean, I'm just, you know, because there's so much similarities between our religions. But the more this news comes out, I am so afraid that there's going to be these, you know, emblems that are, you know, destroyed and marred by sex abuse claims. And we need to get a hold of it. 1-877-DOC-SELLY.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Former Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich is a happy man after President Trump commuted his prison sentence.
President Trump is a man who is tough and outspoken, but he also has a kind heart. This is an act of kindness, and I also believe it's the beginning of the process to actually turn an injustice into a justice.
Blagojevich also says his freedom was stolen from him. A hearing will be held earlier next month to discuss the coronavirus. The Senate Health, Education, Labor, and Pensions Committee will hold a hearing on March 3rd. Numerous officials from different agencies will testify. And Democrats are preparing for their debate tonight in Las Vegas. They are welcoming former New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg to the stage for the first time. Meanwhile, about 300 miles away, President Trump will be holding one of his Keep America Great Again rallies, that being held in Phoenix, Arizona. This is USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALLY. Oh, I love to ski. Skiing is one of my favorite sports. I messed myself up pretty good in medical school when I skied. Was on a black diamond, and I bit it somehow, rolled, snapped my knee, and I should have had surgery. I didn't have time to have surgery, just kind of dealt with the pain. Became pain-free, but my knee's not the same, and whenever I can take some time off, I have promised I would do something about it. I just haven't. But the one thing I would have never expected that could happen, but did almost happen to a bunch of us, was somebody suffocating in their ski coat. A skier in Colorado has died because his coat became wrapped around his head and neck on the chairlift. He was a 46-year-old man from New Jersey, and he died in a serious incident on February 13th in Vail. He boarded the Skyline Express lift on Chair 37 in the Blue Sky Basin. He then fell through an opening in the seat and was caught with his coat. The coat wrapped around his head and neck. Reports indicate the chair was still in an upright position, which caused him to fall through when he sat. They said his death was called by positional asphyxia and was ruled an accident. So they don't think he necessarily hung himself, but his coat held him, but he couldn't breathe because it was over his head. This is such a freak accident. Vail Mountain Ski Patrol responded to the incident, performed CPR and emergency care on the scene before the guest was transported to Vail Health. Unfortunately, he was pronounced dead. Vail Mountain statement was, we take all incidents seriously and are conducting a full investigation. The lift has been thoroughly inspected and is operating normally. I'm afraid of heights. I've told you guys this. I'm very afraid of heights. So the hardest part for me with skiing was being on the lift. And then the lift would stop. You know how the lift has to stop because either they have to help somebody or something's going on? And then you're just sitting there. And you are maybe 20 stories up, right? And you're looking at the snow beneath and you're like, if anything happens or if any cable pops, I'm screwed. And I pray and I pray and I pray, and then luckily the ski lift starts again. And, you know, it being down for a couple minutes feels like an hour. You know, and then you're up and you're like, well, what if I have to go to the bathroom? You're like, oh my gosh, you have to go to the bathroom. You know, and then you look, well, would anybody look if I go to the bathroom while I'm in the ski lift? And you look around and there's people staring right at you behind you. You're like, oh gosh, well, I can't pee. And I mean, it just seems like you're up there an hour. But I really fear ski lifts. I just do. I don't like being on them. I love to ski. I just don't like being on the ski lifts. But for a seat to break and it fall through, that's just tragic. So Vail Mountain and the entire Vail Resorts family, quote, express our sincere condolences and extend our support to the guests, family, and friends. It was a dangerous ski weekend. Apparently an avalanche buried and killed two men on Monotrack snow bikes in Eagle County. According to CNN affiliate KOAA, around Presidents' Day is when authorities in the area begin to expect conditions that lead to avalanches. Because they're starting to get a little bit of the melting of the snow, you start to get a little different weather. Eagle County Sheriff James Van Beek told the station that this year was no different. So just tragic. I just couldn't imagine what the family must be going through. I wish there was a better way to get up the mountain than being up in the air. And unfortunately, yeah, I'm just so bad with heights. I don't know what my problem is. Apple stock. I'm also afraid of the stock market. I don't do well with stock market. I mean, I have a couple good stocks, but I just don't know when to. I just don't have the time to watch it and pull money in and pull money out. Well, Apple stock took a hit. The Apple stock sank after the iPhone maker said that the coronavirus outbreak would impact its March quarter results more than expected. Apple, APL, chip suppliers fell in sympathy, they said. So in morning trading on the stock market, Apple stock slid 2.4% near 317.35. Is it 317 a share? Ooh, that's a lot of money. Their suppliers, Qorvo, dropped 2.2%. Skyworks Solutions dropped 1.2%. Qualcomm dropped 1.5%. Cirrus Logic, Broadcom, boy, it's like, you know, domino effect. On Monday, Apple had warned that it likely would not meet its guidance for the current quarter because of business interruptions related to the outbreak of the current coronavirus strain. They said work is starting to resume around the country, but we are expecting a slower return to normal conditions than we had anticipated. Apple said its worldwide iPhone supply has been constrained by the factory closures in China due to the COVID-19, which is the coronavirus. So the company said store closures reduced hours, low customer traffic hit demand for its products in China. Outside of China, customer demand across our products and service categories have been strong. The situation is evolving, and we will provide more information. So Apple stock has hit its record high. January 29th, it hit 327. I know a lot of you guys are probably thinking, well, let's wait till it goes down and then buy it again. I don't know how. I mean, I could buy a quarter of a share. I really don't have $325 just sitting around to buy one Apple share. It is a transitory event, but I worry that this is something that, from an economy standpoint, can be pretty serious. They still don't have a hold of what's going on with coronavirus. I don't know if you heard, but China's central bank has been cleaning the cash and destroying it. Destroying cash out of fears that coronavirus might be on money. Now, we don't know how long coronavirus lasts. Some of its cousins last about 9 minutes on the surface, but you just don't know. Or, I'm sorry, 9 days. Not 9 minutes, 9 days. HIV used to only be able to live about 4 minutes. I don't know if that number has changed. But authors of this one study found that coronaviruses can linger on surfaces for over a week, but that some of them do not remain active if the temperatures are high, like above 86 degrees. They also have found that most coronaviruses can be killed by Lysol and, you know, disinfectants. Disinfectants that have ethanol, hydrogen peroxide, sodium hypochlorite, bleach, can efficiently inactivate coronavirus within a minute. So they think this would be similar on the COVID. Of course, the COVID is the new coronavirus, and they haven't really studied it that much. But when you have people panicking like they do, and they should, I mean, we're over 3,000 people affected with the coronavirus. Almost 1,900 people have died. You know, China has 72,000 cases of those. Diamond Princess, the cruise ship, has 554. Those are the two biggest hubs of this. Singapore has 77 cases. Japan, 66. Hong Kong, 60 cases. Thailand, 35. South Korea, 31. Malaysia, 22 cases. Taiwan, Vietnam, Germany, Australia, U.S. have between 15. Well, U.S. only 15 thus far. France, 12. Macau, 10. The U.K. has 9 cases. Canada, 8. India, 3. Italy, 3. Cambodia, Nepal, Finland, Sweden, Belgium, Egypt, 1. So, you know, when you see coronavirus throughout the world like this, even though they're in sporadic cases, but you see 72,000 in China, whoa, people are going to be afraid of China. They are going to think China is not the safest place to be. With that, people might not want products from China. I mean, there's kind of this anti-Chinese sentiment with products, you know, with, I don't know, what happened with baby formula and just all sorts of stuff in the news over the last few decades. But if people have misinformation and think that something coming from China would have coronavirus on it, people are going to be less likely to buy it. If China's economy falls, it hurts everybody. And as you see, Apple, an American company, is deeply affected by what's going on in China. The 1-877-DOCFELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool.
Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. A really tragic, but a woman was having a C-section, and according to her husband, the hospital botched it, and as a result, she died. And so Charles Johnson is now suing the hospital, Cedars of Sinai. That was the hospital I was born in. I was born in Cedar. It was called Cedars 11 at the time, but now it's called Cedars of Sinai. And so he is suing Cedars of Sinai in the Beverly Grove neighborhood of Los Angeles because this C-section was botched, according to him, and cost his wife her life. And, of course, his kids now don't have their mother. Doctors assured them it would be a routine C-section. Now, the baby lived. The baby's now 3 years old. Johnson said, I just held her by the hand and said, please look, my wife isn't doing well. The woman looked me directly in the eye and said, sir, your wife is not a priority right now. It wasn't until 12:30 a.m. the next morning that they finally took the decision to take Kira back to surgery. So, according to him, he asked a nurse or a medical professional there, and he said, his wife doesn't look right. And she said, your wife is not a priority right now. Oh, I hate hearing that. People say that so many times for a whole variety of things. So I hear that. I just want to wring some. Oh, my gosh. What ended up happening was she had a bleed. So her abdomen filled with blood, about 3.5 liters, he said. She almost died as soon as they opened her up. She had apparently been bleeding internally for nearly 10 hours. The hospital did not comment other than to assert that Cedars-Sinai thoroughly investigates any situation where there are concerns about a patient's medical care. Now, maternal mortality rate in the U.S. is apparently higher than any other developed, well, you know, country. We don't know why that is. But we also see that Black, American, Indian, and Alaska Native women are 2 to 3 times more likely to die from pregnancy-related causes than white women, according to the CDC. 700 women die a year in the U.S. of childbirth-related issues. Now, with C-section, I think Serena Williams had suffered life-threatening complications. She said that she had to browbeat doctors to listen to her and discover the blood clot she had. Apparently, she had a blood clot. Now, I think we underestimate the danger of childbirth. You know, in the movies and TV, they make childbirth and being pregnant, you know, a joke. They make it a comedy, you know, like Friends. You know, when you saw Jennifer Aniston, Rachel, right, go through her pregnancy, one, she looks like she didn't, like, gain a lick of weight, right? I mean, she, right? She was still super skinny, right? Because obviously they added the whole stomach thing to her. She was still able to wear half shirts and cute clothes. All right, whatever. I think Phoebe was actually pregnant in real life when she had her pregnancy written in. I think she was like carrying triplets. And so they do that where they, remember Sybil Shepherd was pregnant during Moonlighting? And so they will write in that they're carrying twins or triplets or whatever, so that when they look really big on TV, they're like, well, because they're carrying, you know, that. It's you know. Gosh, my carrying one baby, I gained 60 pounds, even though I worked out every day. I didn't eat 60 pounds worth of food the whole pregnancy, but I gained 60 pounds. It's the steroids and things like that. But I noticed very early on, just because of what my family went through, that pregnancy was a very scary, very dangerous time. Not only for the baby, but for the mom. So many things could happen. High blood pressure, seizures, blood clots, infection. And TV really, They really sensationalize it. And, you know, so when I would have a patient that would have a miscarriage, it's, you cannot overcome, I mean, it's not easy to overcome. It's very devastating. But part of what was so devastating was the shock. You know, I went through my pregnancies knowing that at any time I could miscarriage. It's a very, again, pessimistic way to look at things. I mean, we talked about this when we opened up talking about hoarding. But with every woman in my family either miscarrying twice or having a stillborn, I didn't get very excited when I got pregnant. I wanted to be pregnant. I was excited that I was pregnant, but I didn't start bonding with the pregnancy. I tried not to. because I had learned in medical school that only a third of pregnancies actually make it. Now I think the number is a little less, but a third of pregnancies that I had learned at the time make it, which means two-thirds of the time the pregnancy might not make it. Not so much that you miscarriage, but that sometimes you don't even realize that you were even pregnant. You know, so some people are like, huh, I had a weird period. Maybe I was pregnant and it didn't take. So a lot of times these misfertilizations happen before you even realize it. But I remember my husband wants to tell his mother and you know, tell everybody as soon as we found out. I'm like, please, for the love of the Lord, don't. I have no idea how this is going to go. Let me get through first trimester. And, you know, I remember he was kind of like, you know, gosh, why can't we enjoy this? And I'm like, you don't understand. The last thing I want is to be dealing with the in-laws if, God forbid, we lose the baby. Let's at least, you know, get through first trimester. Well, thank God we did. With my second baby, I started to bleed behind his amniotic sac. And so we made it through first trimester, and then all of a sudden, when we ultrasounded and looked at him, it was almost like he was trying to get pushed out. And I went on bed rest. I was scared to death. And you saw a healthy baby moving there, happy as can be, but you saw blood behind the amniotic sac, almost like ready to, you know, trying to push it out. And I was like, please don't detach. Please don't detach. And I thank God, you know, it was fine. And we have Brock today. But, so many things happened in my pregnancies that was so touch and go. We almost lost Stone during the birth, because I was in a 13-minute contraction. Nobody was watching the monitor. I didn't have a monitor in my room because it was broken. Just, you know, when somebody tells me they're pregnant, I'm all excited, you know, but I'm like, okay, just, you know, don't watch TV. You know, talk to your doctor. Make sure you have realistic expectations. You know, it was interesting because when I did find out I was pregnant first time around, I called my doctor and I said, oh, you're not going to believe this, you know. I ran a pregnancy test on my HCG. I think my pregnancy hormone was like, I don't know, 10. I mean, I ran the test really early. And she's like, you know the rules. I don't even want to see you until you're 9 weeks. And again, it's because a lot of miscarriages would happen earlier than that. So don't, you know, why start going through the whole process? So it, you know, we have a much more, realistic view in the which is why we doctors aren't really the happiest people, right? Because we just don't get to, ignorance is bliss. It's really fun to be in la la land about, oh yeah, this is gonna be awesome, and blah, blah, blah. Unfortunately we see so much that, you know, the realism is there. But, you know, with C-sections, you know, having to have a baby taken out surgically has risks. Now C-sections are done, you know, thousands of times a day with no incident, but it is still a major surgery. Somebody has to cut into the uterus, and there's a lot of vessels, there's a lot of nerves, there's a lot of skin, there's a lot of tissue between that and the baby, trying to get the baby out, and then making sure mom is fine. I don't understand how they missed a bleed in this day and age. You are supposed to watch your C-section patients like a hawk. If their abdomen is firm, if their blood count is dropping, there are so many signs of internal bleeding. And, you know, to see something like that happen is just, it's a mess. And no wonder the family sues, you know. So this happened 3 years ago. You know, hopefully, you know, practices are better. But it's, you know, I just wish, you know, in the movies, things would be a little less, you know, cotton candy-ish and a little bit more real. 1-877-DR-DOLLY, don't go away.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.